Cape Talk. Fabulous life.
Well, the Fugard Theatre's ears are going to be ringing if a theatre can have ears, because they're also part of the second event I want to tell you about today, which is also happening on the weekend of the 6th and the to the 8th of September, and that's the annual Open Book Festival. It is, of course, co-hosted by the Fugard with the Book Lounge. Always delivers a great mix of authors talking on a huge variety of topics, sometimes about their craft itself, sometimes about the content they write about. And this year is no different, other than the fact that the festival program just seems to get a page longer every time I look at it. Mervyn Sloman of the Book Lounge is with me in studio. Lovely to have you with us, Mervyn.
Hi, Pippa. Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to Open Book again this year. This is an event that is just growing every year. How many years old are you this year?
This is number nine.
Number nine. Okay. It always means a mix of authors in town, local and international, a huge mix of topics from the politics to the lighter reading to poetry and much more in between. Let's start with the fact that two of your authors this year have actually just appeared on the Man Booker Prize longlist.
Yeah, we were absolutely thrilled with that news. The longlist was announced about 10 days ago. Chigozie Obioma, who did a wonderful novel called The Fisherman a few years ago, and this is his first novel since then. Mm-hmm. It's called An Orchestra of Minorities. So he's been longlisted for that. And Oyinkan Braithwaite, who is an exciting young debut writer who's done a quite bizarre but fabulous book called My Sister, the Serial Killer. Mm-hmm. The title kind of tells you pretty much what's in there, but it's very, very entertaining. And yeah, we're thrilled that both of them are on the long list. The shortlist, if I remember correctly, gets announced, I think, the day before the festival, so we might be having a bit of a celebration that night. Yeah,
let's hope so. Okay, political authors are always a big draw card at these kind of events. Who have you got on the list that you'd like to mention this year?
There's a sort of State of the Nation kinds of events are always a very strong part of the festival.
Yeah.
We've got some, and this year we've got some fabulous new books that are coming out, have just come out, or will be coming out just before the festival. Mtsibisi Jonas, who of course was the Deputy Finance Minister and everybody's favorite and most respected whistleblower, has just released a book called After Dawn, Beyond State, or Hope After State Capture. Mm-hmm. And he'll be launching that on the Sunday of the festival, and I think that that is going to be absolutely fascinating. Johan van Rochenberg has also just released a book called The Tobacco Wars, which is about the tobacco industry and his time at SARS, and he'll be talking to Max Dupree about that. People like Peter Louis Meyerberg, Peter Du Toit are going to be there as well. And there's a brand new book, it's amazing that it's coming out so quickly, on the Bisasa conundrum, called The Bisasa Billions, and that's been written by James Brinstein and Paul Vecchiato, and they'll be launching that in discussion with Aaron Bates as well.
Okay, so those are some of the hot political topics. There's also a lot of the politics of identity as part of the festival lineup, and also the chance to welcome back a couple of South African authors who've been based overseas for a while. Johnny Steinberg's got a new book coming out, and I believe he's launching it at the festival.
Absolutely. Johnny's got an incredible track record in terms of narrative nonfiction and a certain kind of storytelling which tells us so much about our country. And his new book, One Day in Bethlehem, isn't out yet. I haven't read it yet. I do need to read it because I'm going to be interviewing him at the festival. But yeah, it'll be fabulous to have him here. Another South African who is sadly living abroad at the moment is Sesonke Msimang, who is one of my favorite writers and favorite people. She, of course, did a wonderful memoir called Always Another Country a couple of years ago, and then she did the book about Winnie Mandela. So she's coming out from Australia and participating in all sorts of different events.
Okay. Now, one thing that caught my eye going through the long, long and very, very program is not just book launches and book discussions, but book suppers as well. You've got three authors doing those. What happens at a book supper?
Something we started last year. So it's an intimate dinner. There are about 20 seats available for each one. The dinner is run by the wonderful Jade Duval from Food Jams, and who works very hard to keep the price very low. So the tickets are only 180 Rand. You get to have a fabulous dinner and get to know one of the authors. So the three authors who are doing that this year are Oyinkan Braithwaite, who I mentioned already, yeah. Carmen Maria Machado, who is a cult author from the States who's got a tremendous following, and Nicole Dennis Benn, who was out here last year and since then has published her second novel called Patsy, which is on every international best book of the season list. Okay. And she had so much fun last year, she said, can she come again? And we said yes, because we love her very much.
That's fantastic. I mean, that really speaks to the caliber of the event, that the authors are saying to you, please include me, rather than the other way around.
Well, it's a bit of both. Yeah. I think we've got a bit of a mutual appreciation society going going with Nicole. She really is. She's a wonderful writer, wonderful voice from Jamaica. She lives in the States now, but her books, both of her books, are concerned with Jamaica. Although in Patsy, the new one, her main character actually leaves her child behind in Jamaica to try and make a better life in the States. So it's very, very serious content there, but she writes in such a beautiful and accessible way that you don't feel like you're doing hard work.
Okay, adding that to my reading list, which is very, very long because I'm still busy reading all of my books because I'm doing two events at Open Book Festival. So let me just jump in and mention those while I'm thinking of it. One of them is a panel discussion called There Is No Textbook. And gosh, I'm enjoying the reading in preparation for this, Mervyn. I've finished Julia Martin's beautiful book, which deals with her mom's dementia, The Blackridge House. I was in tears. I was going to say at the end, but I was in tears at the beginning and halfway through and at the end of the book. The panel I'm hosting is really authors who are all dealing with the concept of trying to cope with events for which there is no preparation. Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah. So joining Julia on that panel, as you know, is Patrick Flannery, British writer, most known for his fiction, and he will have a new novel out in time for the festival as well. But the book that he's going to be talking about is an account of he and his partner, his husband, in fact, their process around adopting a child and all the difficult stuff that they had to go through in terms of a gay couple and adoption. And then the third person on that panel is Dawn Garish, who is just a wonderful writer who's got a new novel, which will be out sometime between now and then. Yeah, and the other event you're doing is with the Norwegian crime writer Jørn Lier Horst, who, apart from being a crime writer, is also an ex-cop himself.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be absolutely fascinating.
So I love, there is something about the Nordic writers and crime fiction in particular, that they do it so well. And I finished Jørn's previous book, The Katerina Code, busy with the new one called The Cabin, and we're actually launching that at the festival.
Absolutely.
And as you said, the fact that he is so intimately connected with the police procedures and the reality of how an investigation unfurls, and cold cases in particular, it just makes the reading, the writing, so believable. Because this is you absolutely buy that this is the way it would happen in real life.
Absolutely. I mean, I got a digital copy of The Cabin. I hate reading on screens.
Me too.
The book isn't out yet, and I sailed through that in a couple of days, which just speaks to how compulsive it is and how well written it is. And yeah, I think he's going to be fabulous. I do have a couple of tickets to give away to both of the events that you're chairing.
Thank you. Is that because nobody's buying them, Mervyn?
No, not at all. I just thought it was the polite thing to do,
Thank you. Gratefully accepted.
I'm not giving the tickets to your listeners, damn it. if anybody would like to win or get one of those pairs of tickets to either of Pippa's events, you can just send an email to openbooktickets@gmail.com. And yeah, we'll run that for the rest of the day. Any other ticket inquiries, people can also just send an email to me at openbooktickets@gmail.com.
Okay, thanks for that, Mervyn. And I'm really looking forward to seeing some of the listeners join us for those events. We would be remiss in not mentioning some of the more lighthearted stuff that goes on at the festival. Although I know that the fans take it very, very seriously, so I don't know if they'd approve of me saying lighthearted about Comics Fest, but wow, you make a meal of it on the Saturday, yes?
Comics Fest runs for the weekend, for the Saturday and the Sunday, and it's got two different elements to it. One of it is a series of events like other events at the festival, but also there's a Comics Fest marketplace which runs on the Saturday and the Sunday in the District 6 Homecoming Center, which is just adjoins the Fjordgard. And it's an opportunity just to see some wonderful work by young local illustrators, zines, graphic novels, all that kind of thing, people exhibiting their stuff and, of course, selling it. And there's always a really, really nice vibe for that. Some of the other sort of fun things, because, I mean, there are a lot of serious and important conversations at the festival, which is central to what we do, but we also do like to have a little bit of fun. So we have an annual event called Writer Sports, which happens on the Sunday of the festival, and that is basically an event where we force, I think is probably the word, writers to humiliate themselves and write live on stage. There's a whole lot of audience participation. Anne Hirsch is running the show for us this year, so I think that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to see if anybody can unseat Mohale Mashiko, because she's won it for the last couple of years. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We've also got Coconut Curls, also known as the Secha Klabi, but people will know her as Coconut Curls in terms of her amazing stuff on social media and So she's done a new book, which is called something like How to Survive in the Shithole of South Africa. It's a self-help book or not. So she is, I think, going to entertain people in a way that nobody else can. And that's going to be a lot of fun as well.
Okay. Final thing to mention is that this is not an adults only event. You've also got some events for the kids.
We do. We have quite a few events during the week happening at various libraries and schools and that kind of thing. And then on Saturday of the festival, there's a dedicated children's program, which happens at Central Library. People can check that out in the main program, but also look on the Youth Fest side, because all the kids events are listed there, and people can check out the whole program on our site on openbookfestival.co.za. Tickets are through Web Tickets, but you can either go to Web Tickets itself and just search for Open Book, or go from our site and check the program. Also, just to mention, quickly, people on our author page on the Open Book site, if you select any author or participant in the festival, then you can see a list of events that they are participating in.
What day they're
in.
Speaking about, exactly, what at what time, at what venue. It's a very, very helpful, user-friendly site, I'll say that. Ticket pricing varies depending on which event. Some of them are completely free, but ballpark figures, what are we looking at?
Most of the events are 45 rand a pop. Mm-hmm. The author supper, as I mentioned earlier, 180 rand. There are a couple of food tours, which I think are going to be absolutely fascinating, which are 200 rand. A couple of the events are different prices, but mostly they're 45 rand. And as you say, there are quite a few free events as well.
Okay, so the website to check out is openbookfestival.co.za. If you'd like to book tickets for the two pieces that I'm tackling, just drop an email to openbooktickets@gmail.com. Mervyn's very kindly giving away a double ticket to each of those sessions, the launch of the Nordic Fiction, The Cabin with Jorn Lier Horst, as well as the panel discussion, There Is No Textbook, about grappling with events for which there is no preparation. I've already had someone ask me to repeat the name of the book about dementia. I knew that was going to happen. Julia Martin is the author. The book is called The Black Ridge House. And just have tissues when you're reading it. Have them close to hand. That's all I'm going to say. It is absolutely beautiful. Well worth looking out for. I'm really looking forward to speaking to Julia as part of that panel. Mervyn, thanks so much for popping in to share some of the highlights. It is a very long, very, very busy festival program. So please go and check it out online. Decide who you want to see, where, when, and book your tickets now before they are all gone. Final reminder that the event's happening the 6th to the 8th of September.
Fourth to the eighth. Wednesday to the Sunday.
Already.
Yes.
Okay, fourth to the eighth. And really, the Few God Theatre and the Book Lounge are the two main hubs.
Few God Theatre, District 6 Homecoming Centre, which is just next door to the Few God, and the Book Lounge. We also do some events at Central Library, also the A4 Arts Foundation, and one or two other venues in the city.
All nicely clustered all together, so you can walk from venue to venue as well.
Absolutely.
Mervyn, great. Looking forward to it, as always. And thanks for hopping into studio.
Thanks so much for having me, Papa.